At the Wyffels Hybrids Corn Strategies, I'm visiting with Sean Harmon. And first of all, Sean, I think everybody wants to thank you for having us out to your place. This is your farm, family farm here. Why don't we start there? Tell us a little bit about Harmon Farm.
I'm fourth generation. My grandpa, my dad, and I are all here today. My grandpa just turned 91, and you know, that's things like this just blows mine. You know, to see the machinery and the amount of acres we're farming now. It's from where he started. You know, things have changed a lot. So I farm now with my dad, my brother, and I, and then we have a great group of guys that we couldn't do it without them. So
everybody is talking right now about what the weather has done to us in the Corn Belt. But boy, things look pretty good here compared to where I was over in kind of north central Illinois yesterday. Not so nice over there.
Yeah, our soil here is we prefer a drier year like this. We got the capability to hold lots of water. We've gone 3 weeks without a rain here, and things still look really good. You know, last year we didn't have much to speak of for rain after July, and we still had 200 plus bushel corn. So, you know, if we catch one more rain here, we've got a good crop made. So, but you don't have to travel very far to find other conditions. So,
well, tell me how you got involved with Wyffels on this, putting on this. They call it their traveling road show, the Corn Strategies here.
We've always grown some Wyffels. You know, probably the last 12 years, we've really grown it, and every year it's one of my best or the best corn. And you know, I like the approach Wyffels takes. You know, they're one-on-one, really customer-oriented, and you know, things just clicked, and they liked this, our bin site here. It was a great show site, so that's how we got this. So, and we're tickled to death to have the opportunity for this. So,
well, I'm assuming you've probably got some neighbors and friends that have shown up, but a lot of people you don't know too. What kind of comments or sort of things have you heard from people talking to them today?
Oh, our grain elevator out there, you know, everyone's commented that there's a lot of grain elevators, you know, commercial grain elevators that don't have that capacity, and you know, that it's just kind of an awe. And then our 24 row corn head sitting out there has kind of caught a lot of attention. And you know, the efficiency is the name of the game now. And then when we built this site and when we came up here, we kind of had efficiency in mind. We got big fields, and we can get a lot of grain in and out of this facility real quick. And you know, that's how we do it. You know, we're efficient, and everything works. So,
well, you mentioned Wyffels. We'll turn back to them one more time since this is their event here. When you look at they've come out with new hybrids, for example. Anything that's kind of piqued your interest this year that you've seen that they maybe have brought forth to consider if you didn't get to use it this season?
The refuge in the bag is going to be a real time saver for us. You know, it's that's probably one of the biggest headaches, you know, planting. You know, when we were planting the triple stack stuff, to get the right refuge in the field, just as a logistic thing, that was one more number you had to carry on the pickup. And it's refuge in the bag. We can fill the planter clear full and just go plant till we're out of seed and just fill it up again and keep going. So that's going to be nice.
All right. Well, thank you very much. It's lunchtime. Looking forward to that here. That's Sean Harmon. We are at his farm for the 2012 Wyffels Hybrids Corn Strategies. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.